The Islamic Academy of Alabama was thriving, winning academic awards and drawing students from across the country. Enrollment increased so much, the school needed to expand beyond their Birmingham building. But things did not go as planned. The first hint that obstacles were on the horizon were the lawn signs. Vahini Shori from WBHM reports.
The Islamic Academy of Alabama has been in Homewood for nearly 30 years.
We've come a long way. Currently, we go from pre-K up to 12th grade, and we have around 270 students.
That's Stacey Abdeen, one of the school's founders and assistant principals. The academy consistently wins awards for its academic achievements. This year's graduating class's performance on the ACT was 8 points higher than Alabama's state average.
It's amazing because at the same time of also gaining like traditional knowledge like science, math, I'm also gaining knowledge about my religion, and it's really good for me because instead of like growing up isolated from my community, I grew up with it.
Yusuf Nabi is a student council president. His family actually moved to Alabama so Yusuf and his siblings could have an Islamic education. While the Islamic Academy of Alabama continues to thrive in Homewood, it's encountered challenges accommodating its growing student body. So they looked into ways to expand and found a bigger space in an office park nearby in Hoover, another Birmingham suburb. It just needed to be rezoned for use as a school and community center. Suddenly, there were lawn signs calling people's attention to a zoning board meeting in the neighborhood where the academy was trying to move.
I'd like to call the December 1st.
The room was packed. People from the neighborhood came to share their thoughts. Many were anxious about increased traffic, noise, and heightened activity that comes with a new school. But some concerns had nothing to do with the school at all. Johnny Padgett talked about a wedding hosted in the Airbnb next to his house while he was away.
They parked in my driveway without my permission, blocking my cars that I didn't know if I was there or not. They drove through my yard, waving Islamic flags out the window and screaming things in Arabic.
And Martha Johannes, a new resident, spoke about her observations of the Muslim community in the UK.
Here are a few specifics of how I watched the takeover. I have even seen elderly men hang out in libraries cracking pistachios and talking loud for hours as if it was a coffee shop.
Basically, the comments boiled down to this.
In reality, they're not assimilated nor integrated, but rather estranged from our society. Would that not threaten our own well-being and safety?
Yes, ma'am.
Those kinds of comments have been echoing around the country. The governors of Texas and Florida have declared a Muslim civil rights group to be a foreign terrorist organization. U.S. Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard characterized, quote, Islamist ideology as the greatest threat to American freedom and security. Other conservatives have tried to ban Sharia or Islamic law in their states. According to the Council on American-Islamic Relations, anti-Muslim bigotry was actually on the decline in 2021. A first in the time that CARE has been tracking anti-Muslim bigotry. But that changed sharply after October 7, 2023, when Hamas attacked Israel. This is CARE's Deputy Director, Edward Ahmed Mitchell.
We saw a sharp rise in anti-Muslim bigotry, complaints of discrimination, hate crimes, bullying at schools, and that trend has continued upward for the past 2 years.
According to CARE's tracking, anti-Muslim rhetoric and policies surged in 2025. Like nothing they've seen before.
Aye.
All the votes.
Back in Alabama, the zoning board unanimously voted not to recommend the Islamic Academy of Alabama's application to move forward. In that week, U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville from Alabama weighed in.
There's a small school that's a Muslim school in that area. They want larger area where they can build a bigger school, infiltrate more, and bring in more young people to teach them the Muslim faith. And I'd be damned if we're going to do that in the state of Alabama. We're going to protect the people of Alabama. We're going to protect our Constitution. We're going to protect our state. We're going to protect our country.
Comments on social media mirrored the same anti-Muslim sentiments. One user commented that the K-12 school looked, quote, flammable, while others expressed anxiety over a violent Muslim takeover of the country.
We did not have to hire security after 9/11. We've had to hire security after Senator Tuberville's comments.
The Islamic Academy of Alabama has hired off-duty police officers for security, and the local police have increased patrols in the area. Abdeen, the assistant principal, says Tuberville has not reached out to the academy and has never visited.
We would invite him. You know, he's very welcome. Senator Tuberville, come visit us. Let's see what we're all about.
Tuberville's staff responded by linking to a tweet in which the senator says he will, quote, never stop fighting for Americans and our constitutional values. For now, school administrators have decided not to pursue the property in Hoover as they reevaluate how to accommodate their growing student body. For NPR News, I'm Vahini Shori in Birmingham.